Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A great prophet has risen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home, and many gathered together so there was no longer room in the house for them, even around the door, and he preached the word to them. There came a man paralyzed, carried by four men on a stretcher. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him, and after they had broken through, they let down the mat, the stretcher on which the man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Some of the scribes and Pharisees sitting there asked themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew what their mind was and what they were thinking. And he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up, pick up your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins on earth," and he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise up, pick up your mat, and go home." And immediately he rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me say a few words about this gospel to the adults, and then we'll talk with the students. This is a very interesting story, and clearly it was very important in the early church because it appears in all three synoptic gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, not mentioned in John. The second thing that's important about it is in Mark's gospel, which is the earliest gospel to be written, it appears very early. In Matthew and Luke, it's later in the preaching of Jesus. And what Mark wants to do, he wants to establish the identity of Jesus, Son of God. And therefore, he wants to emphasize that this Jesus, the Messianic Jesus, has the power to forgive sins. Only God has the power to forgive sins. But Jesus is God, and therefore he has the power to forgive sins. That's what Mark wants to emphasize. The second thing which is important, and I'll be very brief because I want to talk to the children also. The second thing that's important is that Jesus saw something that the others did not see. And Jesus saw that this man needed interior healing. He needed an interior healing. Not just the fact that he was on a stretcher, but there was something inside of him, some sin, some struggle, some division that needed to be healed. And Jesus says the first healing is a healing of the inner person. Then he heals him of his infirmity, lying on a stretcher. Now that's important for us because, sin is not breaking a law. Sin is breaking a relationship or wounding a relationship. Sin is division. Sin is racism. Sin is dividing people. Sin is excluding people. Sin is spreading rumors about people. Sin is breaking a relationship. And when we sin, we break a relationship at three levels. I wound myself. I am less. I am less because I am racist. I am less because I divide people. I am less because I cause a division in my family or in the church. The second thing, we wound the community, our families. We hurt our families. We divide people. We make judgments about people. We exclude people. We won't talk to people. So we wound the community. And thirdly, we separate ourselves from being close to God. So when we want to be reconciled, we have to be reconciled at three levels. Reconciled with God, reconciled with the community, and reconciled inside myself. So we have to get away from thinking that sin is breaking a law. Sin is wounding a relationship, offending God, moving away from God, and offending a community. If a man goes out and is unfaithful to his wife, it doesn't matter if nobody ever finds out. He's wounded himself. He has wounded his relationship. And he has separated himself from God. See, that's what we have to understand. That's why Jesus saw in this man, he was carrying an interior wound that nobody knew except the man himself. And to keep that in mind. Now, a few words to the children, okay?